Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Well, some Oakland city leaders want to add more officers to Oakland's police department, but not everybody agrees. We'll tell you about an important vote coming up.
And Safeway doing its best to deter thieves. The new security measures now in place on Market Street.
Plus, the Bay Area sports venues now making sure children are fully vaccinated in their buildings.
And the expanded smoking restrictions being discussed in one Bay Area city later on today.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Tuesday, December 7th. I'm Ann Makovic in for Amanda.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning to you on this Tuesday. Let's get to your forecast with Mary Lee. And some lingering showers still out there for us this morning.
Right. Yeah, it's still a wet start to our day in spots this morning. So tracking it all for you on High Def Doppler. Good morning to you. Thanks for starting off your day with us and on High Def Doppler. And you can see some spotty showers this morning. So zooming right in here, a little bit of drizzle, some light showers right over San Francisco, across the Bay Bridge, and then down across the peninsula along 101 down to Brisbane. So cloudy, also foggy as well. Watch out for that. Looking at about a mile and a quarter at SF, at least in San Jose, looking at 2 miles at SFO, looking at about 3 miles for Petaluma and for Half Moon Bay. As we head through the afternoon, it's going to be a completely different story. We're actually going to catch some clearing and some sunshine as we go through our day today, and temperatures a little bit warmer compared to the cool day that we had yesterday. So upper 50s along the coast, looking at low 60s this afternoon around the bay and also inland. So just to show you on future casts that clearing, even by 10 a.m., looking at sunshine, plenty of sun all across the region as we look ahead to our afternoon. Tracking a couple of weather systems as we look to the rest of the week and especially into next week. I'll have that in my 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes. But now let's check in with Ann. And we still have those wet and slick roadways.
Yes, wet roadways and fog, the name of the game today. The Bay Bridge metering lights are now on and you can expect some more delays than usual because of those challenges. Time from the maze into San Francisco, though, only 10 minutes right now. San Mateo Bridge cam looking good. Bit of fog there. 12 minutes from 880 to Highway 101. And the CHP has issued a fog advisory on the western South Bay commute. That's in the area of 280 at 92, so be aware of that. Taking a look at the westbound 4 map heading into the city from Antioch or Brentwood, 36 minutes on that stretch.
Today, the Oakland City Council is expected to vote on whether to add more police officers in the midst of rising homicide numbers.
Yeah, KPIX 5's Jocelyn Moran joins us with why a group opposing the move says there is no police staffing crisis.
Well, Lynn, and this comes amid rising violence in the city. Just this year in Oakland, there have been 129 homicides, nearly 600 shootings, and 2,500 robberies. Now, the anti-police terror group is saying that the police department can shift resources away from nonviolent calls to address homicides instead. They cite in its newly released report that at least 31% of officers' time responding to 911 calls is spent on non-criminal and nonviolent issues like animal control and traffic. Take a listen.
If we have hundreds of officers that are not effectively using their time, if we have hundreds of officers that are in this department that we don't know what they're doing, why wouldn't we look at that first?
Laron Armstrong issued this statement last night saying, "Whether you support law enforcement or not, I hope we all can have productive conversations about solutions rather than constant attacks and inaccurate data. We all should be standing up for a safer Oakland instead of anti-police rhetoric." Now, the mayor's office says the $5.8 million to pay for 60 additional officers will not affect any city services or cut into prevention efforts. Of course, we will keep you updated on that city council meeting. Live in studio, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Jocelyn, thank you. And this morning, San Francisco police and prosecutors are pledging to double down on their efforts to curb rampant retail theft and car break-ins.
We're everywhere. We're all across the city. And we want people to feel safe to come here. We want people to shop here. We want people to feel welcome in this town.
I think the fact that there's police down here, you feel safer.
Police point to 5 recent arrests and say they hope to make more this week. Meanwhile, we did ask District Attorney Chase Wadeen about the plans to hold them accountable.
You believe you are doing everything you can in your power to prevent people from committing these types of mass robberies that we've seen so far this year.
This is not a San Francisco problem. This is a problem we are seeing all across the country. It's up to the police to make arrests. And when the police do make arrests, it's up to me to hold them accountable. And that's exactly what I do.
Meanwhile, a suspected serial shoplifter is back behind bars in San Francisco on a new theft charge this morning after being released on zero bail last week. Police say they arrested Aziza Graves on Market Street Saturday for petty theft and outstanding warrants. A judge had just released her Wednesday and ordered her to get an ankle monitor while she awaited trial on more than 120 counts of stealing from the Stonestown Target. The DA's office plans to ask for a no bail hold at her next court appearance today.
In San Francisco's Castro District, the Safeway on Market Street has now added several new security measures to try to deter thieves there. This automatic gate closes after each person enters the store, and these barricades aimed at making it more difficult for shoplifters to make a run for it. Safeway also added poles to its shopping carts to make them more difficult to remove from the store.
It's obviously a pretty terrible issue. I think now we're sort of used to it.
Honestly, I think it's probably good that they did that because there was a really bad shoplifting problem.
Now, the Safeway location has also added barriers around the self-checkout area and closed off a former exit with a wall of water bottles directing customers to the front exit. And take a look at this. Car break-ins are so common right now in San Francisco, nobody even notices anymore. KPIX 5's Betty Yu got this new video, and tonight on KPIX 5 News at 11, some really shocking new numbers on just how often this is happening. Big question this morning, what can be done to stop the wave of retail crime sweeping through the Bay Area, from the smash and grabs at the Nordstrom's in downtown Walnut Creek to this incident where 9 armed men with hammers stormed into a jewelry store at Sun Valley Mall. District Attorney candidate Mary Knox says just arresting the thieves is not going to be enough to put a stop to these crimes.
In conjunction with addressing the actual boosters in our stores, we need to effectively start to take down this organized criminal enterprise.
Knox added that dismantling the organized crime ring is going to take federal, state, and local agencies working together at the regional level, plus closer monitoring of social media.
The city of Santa Clara has been ordered to pay $500,000 to a man who was shot by police. According to the Mercury News, a federal grand jury found Officer Jordan Fatchko liable for excessive force and negligence for shooting in October 2017. Fatchko claimed he opened fire when the driver of a suspected stolen car tried to run him over. The jury determined that was not the case. The driver was shot several times and did survive. Right now, police are searching for the driver in a deadly hit and run. Someone walking was hit and killed near the intersection of Tully Road and Quimby Road last night. You can see what appears to be a cart with the victim's belongings in the intersection. So far, no description of the vehicle involved. This is the city's 21st pedestrian death this year.
A couple of Bay Area sports venues now checking to make sure kids between the ages of 5 and 11 are fully vaccinated. Starting with last night's Warriors game, kids 5 and older will have to provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend events at Chase Center. Negative tests are required for kids age 2 to 4. At the SAP Center in San Jose, all visitors age 3 and up will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test, starting with this Thursday's Sharks game.
Well, the issue of vaccine status check compliance will be up for discussion when Contra Costa County supervisors meet today. Supervisor Karen Mitchoff says she got word Friday that 80 complaints were filed against local businesses last month, but no fines were ever issued. This happened after a high-profile spat over vaccine card checks prompted In-N-Out to close its dining rooms across the county.
This is a health crisis. We are all in it together. I know we've heard that over and over, but we are not going to get ahead of the curve if people don't comply.
County Health says it's still looking into the November complaints and uses fines as a last resort when education and warnings don't work.
This morning, San Mateo County is launching a pilot program that's going to pair mental health professionals with police officers when responding to certain calls. Licensed clinicians working alongside officers to try to de-escalate high-risk emergency calls involving people in a mental health crisis.
Both law enforcement identifying a need for this type of program, as well as the community. We realized that in going out on calls for service where we were dealing with people that were having mental health crisis or behavioral issues, how helpful it would be to have someone who is specifically trained in mental health. And the public wants people who are specifically trained in mental health to be handling mental health calls.
San Mateo, Daly City, Redwood City, and South San Francisco are among the cities participating.
Happening today, the Pleasanton City Council will meet to discuss expanding smoking restrictions in private homes. This will include townhomes, condos, and buildings with three or more attached units. The council hopes this proposal will help address the health impacts of secondhand smoke. The new restrictions would include no smoking in common areas like hallways, lobbies, playgrounds, or parking lots.